It's time for Looking Skyward. I'm John Basile, talking today with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Astronomers recently announced the discovery of something called a wolf disk. Can you tell us what this means and why it's significant?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting discovery. It's actually very close to my own heart and mind because this is related to my own research field. And in fact, these wolf disks are named after Dr. Art Wolf, who happened to be my PhD supervisor. And he was a pioneering astrophysicist who worked for many years using these largest optical telescopes in the world to study early galaxy formation and evolution. So it was recently announced that the discovery of these wolf disks, and they're really going to potentially upend all of our currently accepted theories of how massive disk galaxies like our own Milky Way galaxy formed. So the currently accepted theory is something called hierarchical structure formation, which basically means smaller things formed first, and then they collided or merged and formed larger things. And there's lots of evidence for this. In fact, when we look at galaxies in the early universe, they mostly look small and distorted and kind of chaotic, like they've been merging and running into each other, which they have. And they don't at all look like the large rotating disk galaxies we see today in the local universe, like our Milky Way. But there's problems with observations of these early galaxies, mostly because it's really challenging to go out and look at them because they're so, so far away, and therefore they're not very bright. So when we do observe them, we're really only looking at the tip of the iceberg or this brightest subset of galaxies, which are by definition bright because they have lots of active star formation. And the reason for that is because they've been merging or running into each other. So to overcome this bias, astronomers like Art Wolf for decades have been trying to observe galaxies in the early universe in an unbiased way. And it turns out this requires a completely different observational technique that instead of relying on the brightness of the galaxies, it relies on the gas content. And since all galaxies contain gas, no matter how much star formation they have going on, this allows us to find an unbiased sample of galaxies. And so this technique is something called absorption line spectroscopy, and that's what Art Wolf spent much of his career doing. And so when looked at in this way, we start to find a broader sample of galaxies in the early universe. And like this wolf disk, which was just discovered, that are very similar actually to our own Milky Way. But here's the thing, they exist fully formed only about 1.5 billion years or so after the Big Bang. And in our current theory, we wouldn't have seen or expected that disk because you need much more time, something like 6 billion years, to build up really large rotating disk galaxies like our Milky Way.
Also today, NASA's first orbiting space telescope mission to be named for a woman will honor Dr. Nancy Grace Roman. Who was Dr. Roman, and what's the mission of the Roman Space Telescope?
Yeah, Nancy Grace Roman was an astronomer, and she became the first woman to hold an executive position at NASA in the late 1950s. She was the chief of astronomy from 1959 to 1979 at NASA, and it was under her leadership that NASA created the Space Astronomy Program. So all American astronomy today done from space is run by NASA and is a result of this program. So this includes, of course, the Hubble Space Telescope. And in fact, Dr. Roman is known as the mother of Hubble for her leadership and contributions to the development of the Hubble Space Telescope, which began back in the 1960s. So this recent announcement by NASA that they're going to be naming this future space telescope mission after Dr. Roman is really not only exciting, but a really well-deserved honor. So what is the Roman Space Telescope going to do? It's actually planned as a successor to the Hubble and to the JWST, which is set to launch next year. It was formerly known as WFIRST, which stands for Wide Field Infrared Telescope. And the primary mission is to probe the nature of dark energy, which is one of the biggest mysteries in astrophysics today. And not only will it be able to do astronomy on these really large scales, but it'll also have the capability to directly image exoplanets or planets around other stars. And so that's really exciting as well.
Regina Jorgensen is the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Regina, thank you, and we will talk again in 2 weeks.
Thanks so much.